The following is a listener commentary and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff.
This is Sue Liebenson. I have lived in Alaska for 35 years, first in Anchorage and now 25 years in Haines. But I grew up in Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue, where last weekend's massacre occurred. I've had many reactions. First, I wondered where the gunman was in the building. Which sanctuary? Was he in the classrooms? I'm grateful that my father, a World War II veteran who prayed there, is not alive to witness this. And I wondered what I, here in Alaska, could do. Jews are taught tikkun olam, a basic concept to repair the world. So it is very typical to grasp for some course of action. I have often wondered about the parents of the high school and kindergarten shootings who now spend time speaking out. These parents did not want to become activists. They just wanted to watch their kids grow up. I, too, was not looking to engage on the matters of guns in the election. But as Alaskans, we are uniquely positioned to move this long overdue conversation forward. It's come to my attention that Don Young, our sole representative, is also the sole member of Congress on the board of the National Rifle Association. He is obligated to a hardened point of view that blocks rational discussion when we are burying our innocent and those who serve. As Alaskans, we can send Elise Galvin, an independent, to Congress, who can at least participate in steps to walk all of us away from this depth. Elise Galvin, like many Alaskans, comes from a family of gun-owning hunters, but she offers an independent voice. This is not political opportunism. I am grieving. I am voting for my congregation, also for my friends who are police officers and troopers, for Alaska Natives who understand that ancient cultures should be able to peacefully teach their traditions, for kids from kindergarten to high school and their teachers, for the churchgoers in Texas and South Carolina, for the country music lovers in Las Vegas, and to my many gun-loving NRA member friends who know full well that anyone with a shred of skill does not need an assault weapon to go hunting. There are many layers to these tragedies, but we are the ones who are crazy if we don't change. So get out and vote. Thank you.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of Sue Liebenson and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org.